Bonneville, the Bonneville Jr. The Pontiacs have hit their stride once again. After experiencing a rocky start to November while on an action-packed southern road trip, the Pontiacs seem to be returning to the success they saw earlier in the season. Just 14 seconds into overtime, the Pontiacs took the win over the Spruce Grove Saints 4-3, in a hard-won battle yesterday evening at the Grant Fuhr Arena. With relatively low shots on goal from both sides, it became a match of endurance and a fight to keep the puck in their opponent's end zone. Being the first to light up the scoreboard, the Pontiacs came off the bench with some heat. Scoring in the first 50 seconds, Nick Tragio's goal opened the game with an assist from Sebastian Tamburo and Trey Funk. Near the end of the second period, the Pontiacs scored again during a power play. This time Alex Power was the one to find the back of the mesh with the help from Will Hilfiker and Cash Rasmussen. It wasn't until the third period that the Saints managed to tie the score 2-2. That tie quickly turned to a one-point advantage over the Pontiacs. Digging deep into their energy reserves, Rasmussen, assisted by Tamburo and Matthew Roy, were able to level the playing field and give the Pontiacs the chance to take back the game. In the end, the Pontiacs were able to hold off the Saints for the remainder of the last period, opening the door for Power, with the help of Tragio and Rasmussen, to gain the winning goal just 14 seconds into overtime. The Pontiacs remain third in the AJHL North Division standings, but are getting dangerously close to swiping second place from the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, a team they confidently defeated Sunday afternoon at the RJ Lalonde Arena 3-1. Compared to the Pontiacs' typical 7 p.m. start time, the 2 p.m. Sunday start drew in a larger-than-average crowd filled with young families that added to the energy in the arena. Fans could tell there was a change of energy on the ice as well. The Pontiacs skated harder, skated faster, and above all, there was a sense that the players were having a good time on the ice compared to their competitor. "We've been having a lot of positive energy in the dressing room. So, it's been good and the boys are bouncing off each other, we're having fun, that's a big thing. It's been going well and we are keeping it going," Trey Funk, Pontiac's rookie and right-side forward, told Lakeland today after Sunday's match. Looking at the season ahead and the current AJHL standings, Funk said, "It's just really a matter of one game at a time. So we're taking it game by game and focusing on the next game, next shift. Sticking together is an important key for us and we're a big family and I think that's what kind of differs us from other teams." Adding to Funk's comments, Bonneville local Austin Saint said following the southern road trip, "We're confident in our game. We've gelled as a group and we are really starting to find our groove. So, we're not really too worried about the other teams. Right now, we are just focusing on ourselves and letting it come." Speaking to the Pontiac success, Saint added, "We have a lot of great skaters on this team. So, our speed is really big and I think that's what makes a difference out of us and other teams is our speed and our physicality. Playing it simple and using our speed, our physicality and just going to the net." With the team's success, they have also experienced some missteps and opportunities along the way. In the game, you always make mistakes, but it's how you bounce back. Our group earlier in the year when we were going through those lulls and whenever things weren't going our way, we were making mistakes and getting down on ourselves. We have worked on that a lot. I think that's why we're on another 5-game win streak," said Saint. With 45 points, the Bonneville team is ranked 4th in the AJHL overall. First in the league with a comfortable margin is the Brooks Bandits with 53 points, followed by Spruce Grove Saints with 49 points, followed by the Oil Barons with 46 points. After Sunday's game, young fans got the chance to head from the stands onto the ice to skate with the Pontiacs players. Laughs and possibly a couple of bumps and bruises were shared between the players and their youngest fans who took to the ice that afternoon.